Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name is Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing today, we're starting with today, is called Speaking and Praying in Tongues. This is part one of a seven-part series. There are many people in the body of Christ that believe speaking in tongues is not really necessary for the believer today. But as we go through this subject, you will see that it's a very important subject to the believer and to God and to the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues and praying in tongues is an essential tool for the believer. The way the New Testament believers were filled with the Holy Spirit should be our example for ministry today. When we go to Acts chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, we see the Holy Spirit promised, starting at verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." In the scripture, Acts chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, this is Jesus Christ speaking. Let us now go to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 6, and this scripture is talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost. Starting at verse 1, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of a fire, and one sat on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance." Verse 5, "And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in their own language." I also want to draw your attention to Acts chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, and these scriptures are dealing with the upper room prayer meeting. "Then they returned to Jerusalem from Mount Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James." Verse 14, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brothers." What's important to see here, they were all in the upper room before the coming of the Holy Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit came, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and all spoke in tongues, and the mother of Jesus was up there, Mary. What I would like to point out here very clearly is speaking in tongues, being baptized in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues is for everybody and every believer, including Mary. Let us now go to the next topic. It's called In Samaria, the Believers Were Filled. We go to Acts chapter 8, verses 5 to 8. Reading from verse 5, "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and the lame were healed, and that was a great joy in the city." Continuing on from verse 9, "But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city, and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they should all listen to, from the least to the greatest, saying, 'This man is a great power of God,' and they heeded him or listened to him, because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time." Verse 12, "But when they believed Philip, as he preached things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Here we can see the first experience of being baptized. The men and women were baptized into the body of Christ through the word of God. This is what we call the baptism of repentance. It is not the infilling of the Holy Spirit. This first experience by the Holy Spirit is called a new birth. It's called salvation, or being born again, or receiving eternal life. A person is baptized spiritually into the body of Christ, that is. They have the Holy Spirit, but that is not called receiving or being filled with the Holy Spirit. There is a second experience which follows salvation called receiving or being filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit. In the next scriptures, we see where Peter and John are sent from Jerusalem to lay hands on the new converts, that is, the people who have been born again, that they may receive the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. Verse 14, Now, when the apostles who were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, in other words, they became born again, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they may receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16, for as yet he had not fallen upon them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 17, then they laid hands upon them and they received the Holy Spirit, or they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This infilling we see here in Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 17, we see the second experience, which is being filled with the Holy Spirit. They were baptized as they heard the word about Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They were baptized by the Holy Spirit spiritually into the body of Christ, but they did not receive the Holy Spirit within them. Please also notice that they prayed first that the believers would receive the Holy Spirit, and then secondly, they laid hands upon them to receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, and when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands shall receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, but Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. Simon the sorcerer saw a manifestation sign of the receiving of the Holy Spirit. And that was, I believe, the speaking in tongues, as you can't see the Holy Spirit, but speaking in tongues is a manifestation that you have received the Holy Spirit. What I've tried to do here in this first part of the seven-part series is to lay down a foundation where you can see quite clearly there are two experiences of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The first one is where the Holy Spirit spiritually baptizes you into the body of Christ, but you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. The second experience you see is the infilling of the Holy Spirit, or receiving of the Holy Spirit. The next part, part two, we'll be dealing with two topics. Cornelius's household was filled with the Holy Spirit, and in Ephesus, the believers were filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.